Hey guys, Galatians 2 is where we will be spending this Tuesday on New in 22. Paul here in chapter 2 continues to share his story with the Galatians, presumably in order to make sure they focus on the truths that he's sharing, that they would see his message as valid and dependable. And Paul clarifies here that he has been called to minister to the Gentiles, just as Peter was called to minister to the Jews. Now, we do see, though, that Paul would often teach in the Jewish synagogues, so that's not entirely who he ministered to, but he knows that God had called him to minister to those who are not Jewish. So Paul, in essence, here claims that James and Peter and John, who were huge in the early Christian church, that they were his references and that they had given him their approval and blessing to share the gospel. So he is making sure they know that what he is saying is dependable. And then we see something interesting happen. We see Paul go out on a limb here because he starts talking about another confrontation he had. Remember his confrontation with Barnabas, which seemingly was over a very, very minor issue, and that was whether John Mark should be able to go with him on a trip. This one's a little more serious for Paul. He actually called out Peter, and he's telling these people in Galatia about it, that he called out Peter the rock, right? Peter, the first sermon giver in the book of Acts. Peter the apostle, the disciple. So Peter, we had read earlier, he had at one point willingly given up the Old Testament law concerning like food regulations and table restrictions. And we see now that Paul is accusing him of folding to pressure from people who were known as the Judaizers. So those were Jewish Christians who believed that many Old Testament practices were still binding on the New Testament church. And Paul, he calls him out for this. And so Paul has some really important words he shares here. I want to read a few of these verses to you, starting in verse 15. Paul says, "We who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ." This is major, major theology here. "So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified." So Paul is saying, hey, things have changed. He uses this word several times, justified by faith. Justified means that we are seen or made righteous by God. And this comes only, he starts arguing here, this comes only by faith in Christ. It doesn't come from following rules. And we talk about that so often in the church, and Paul is so passionate about this. Yeah, we're supposed to follow what God wants us to do, the things he's outlined for us, specifically in the New Testament now. But we should do that out of obedience for him, not to earn our salvation. So Paul, we're going to hear Paul beat this drum an awful lot, because remember, he's accusing the Galatians of falling into being religious, being legalistic, so to speak. So Paul is really coming undone here on them. And we see here in verse 20, a popular verse that I know many of you have heard. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law," that's the Old Testament, "Christ died for nothing. Paul is making the point that Jesus on the cross took care of our sin. Remember that today as you read Galatians chapter 2.